Cool FM presents The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And in Cuento 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
Good morning.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. And turn on your app or turn on your radio or whatever. And you can listen to The Breakfast Show. Lovely to be with you this morning. It is a Tuesday morning. It is Tuesday. It is the 22nd day of the month of February. And we're going to start off, as we have been doing, with just a couple of things this morning from, the world of entertainment relative to the 22nd of February. We're going to go back to the year, believe it or not, 1645. Even I don't remember that. German musician Johann Ambrosius Bach was born. He was the father of Johann Sebastian Bach, the son of Christoph Bach. Ambrosius was born in a place called Erfurt in Germany. And as the twin brother of Johann Christoph Bach, Ambrosius was employed as a violinist in Erfurt. Good grief, talk about Bach to the future. 1810, Polish composer and virtuoso pianist of the Romantic era, Frédéric Chopin, was born. He wrote primarily for the solo piano. He gained and maintained renown worldwide as one of the leading musicians of his era, whose poetic genius was based on a professional technique that was without equal in his generation.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Going back to 1974 for that jolly little song, Shang-a-Lang. Bay City Rollers off of their 1974 debut album, which was called Rollin', from which it was the second advanced single off of the album. The track being produced by the song's writers, Bill Martin and Phil Coulter. Bill Martin described Shang-a-Lang as an attempt to combine brill-building songwriting, in particular the partly onomatopoeic lines of Daduranmon, believe it or not, with the clanging sounds that he'd heard emanating from the shipyards in Glasgow. Why not? Time on the Breakfast Show. Good morning to you. 7 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock this morning. I'm going to be with you right through till 10.
Call me what you wanna. I'll be what you wanna. I've been here 1,000 times. You're falling for another. I don't even bother. I could do it all my life. So tell me if you wanna. Cause I got this feeling. I wanna hear you say it. Cause I can't believe. I'll be singing la 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 la. You're breaking me la 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 la. You're breaking me la 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 la. You're breaking me la 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 la. I'm just right here dancing around to the rhythm that you play when you're breaking my heart. Singing la 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 la. You're breaking me la 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 la. You're breaking me la 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 la. You're breaking me la 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 la. You're breaking me. You can do whatever. I'll be here forever, spinning round inside this room. Hey, won't you come on over? I'm a sucker for you, wishing we'll be out here soon. Tell me if you wanna, cause I got this feeling. I wanna hear you say it, cause I can't believe it. With every touch of you, it's like I started dreaming. Guess heaven's not that far away. And I'll be singing la 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 la. You're breaking me la 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 la. You're breaking me la 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 la. You're breaking me, la 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 la. I'm just right here dancing around to the rhythm that you play when you're breaking my heart. You know that I can't get you out of the system. Yet right from the start, you play with my heart, and I'll be singing la 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 la.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That game.
There we go. Two in a row. We started off with the Breaking Me topic and a 7S. And followed on there. That's the Strokes and Not the Same Anymore. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And a busy little morning, I think I mentioned. And we've got a busy little morning for you this morning. Plenty happening. My guest in the 8 o'clock hour this morning is His Excellency, Itai Baldauf, the ambassador, the ambassador of Israel to the Republic of Panama. So we're talking to him at 8 o'clock. I've got plenty to talk about too. Sent me a list. I think we'll be going through with him to 10. So that's coming up this morning. Looking forward to that. It is Tuesday, which means back with us today is our feisty foodie Sarah. And she was not with us last week because she had come down with COVID, brought home by the kids, which is all very, very nice of them. That's all to come this morning. Usual bits and pieces, of course. I'll tell you about those in a minute. But for right now, it is that time of the morning. It is that time of the morning to put you in the shower, get you ready for wherever it is that you're going to be going this morning. What have I got for you? Ah, I know. I got this one. That's it. Feels like I'm in love. And it does too. in the shower this morning. Kelly Marie there. And feels like I'm in love. Feels like it's time to get you out, don't you? We turn into a prune. There we go. That's it. And get ready now. Make your way off to where it is you're going on this Tuesday morning. Time-wise, we are making our way a few seconds away from 19 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Don't forget, bottom of the hour, around about 6:30, we'll take a look at some of the local news headlines that we will look at in more detail. At 8 and 9 o'clock. And at 7 o'clock, we're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines. That's depressing. Everything was. We'll look at those anyway. 7:30, we'll take a look at some of the international business news as well this morning. In between the two, we'll take a look at the weather. I think it's about the only thing we can rely on at the moment, hopefully. Not sure how long that'll last. And 8, 9 o'clock, local news for you as well. Some of the items in the local news. There's one particular piece in there. It's like the script for a Netflix movie. That's it then. Back to the music. Sailor. Hello, Sailor. Girls, girls, girls.
Girls, girls, girls. Girls, girls, girls. Girls, girls, girls. Girls, girls, girls. Well, yellow, red, black or white, add a little bit of moonlight for this intercontinental romance. Shy girls, sexy girls, they'll like that fancy world. Champagne, a gentle song, and a slow dance. It's fun to spend your money. Who calls you honey most every day? Girls, girls, girls. Girls, girls, girls. Well, they made them up in Hollywood. I put them into the movies. Those lovely photographic splendors. In and out of magazines. It's world of beauty queens. Falling in love with the real big splendors. But although their world may be they're still romantic in their own way. Up on the world is swinging, don't sit twiddling your thumbs. Get up and meet those pretty girls, girls, girls. Step on, the world keeps swinging, hold on to that red charm. Get up and find those pretty girls. But don't rush, keep it nice and gentle and sentimental. Well, that's certain moment. Girls full of emotion, stepping on that snow boat to China. And next door in Japan, they know how to please a man. Dropping in for tea for my geisha. They've got that old-fashioned feeling. When it comes to pleasing, they know their way.
Show with Jerry D.
Here we go. Stargate. Another short fly hit.
We get it almost every night. When that moon is big and bright as a supernatural world.
They don't bark and they don't fight, they keep their
There we go. Following on from Sailor and Girls, Girls, Girls. Top Loader, of course. And Dancing in the Moonlight. Keep your eye on the time, 24 minutes right now after this. So 26 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. And here's another one for you. It's a good one. Putting on the Ritz from Taco.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts. Putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? Hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in the midst. Putting on the Ritz.
Tap dancing his way off of the stage. That's Taco and Put In On The Ritz. Comes off of a great album called, I think it was just called After Eight, if I remember rightly. And that was, there's some great tracks on the album, things like Dancing in the Rain as well, which is another good one. Time on The Breakfast Show. We just making our way to the bottom of the hour, half past the hour of 6 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know that there's a restaurant with live shows, Las Vegas style, in Panama City? It's called Emotions Dinner Theatre. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. From 7 p.m. to 3 a.m, the dinner and show everyone is talking about at Mirage Casino, 5th Floor, Eurostar Hotel. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
Welcome to Burlesque.
Whoa! Ballet Motors! Best car service around Panama! WhatsApp them at 6431-0419! Ballet Motors!
Ballet Motors!
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. Great to be with you this morning. It is Tuesday morning. We're going to look briefly some of the headlines of what we'll be looking at in more detail later on this morning at 8, 9 o'clock local news for you. Starting off with the epidemiological report, as we do for Monday. 8 new deaths caused by COVID-19. And 2 updated from previous dates. This gives us now a cumulative amount of 8,029 deaths. Regarding new infections, it came to be known through the epidemiological report that there were 481 new registered in the last 24 hours. To register these new cases, 4,505 tests were applied, giving a positivity of 10.7%. There are 9,882 active cases, of which 9,587 are in home isolation, 295 are hospitalized. Now, those in isolation are divided into 9,535 at home, and there are 52 in those so-called hospital hotels. Hospitalized, we've got 234 patients in the wards and 61 in the intensive care units. A special team of prosecutors attached to the Attorney General's office was formed to carry out investigations related to a complaint filed about possible non-consensual sterilization procedures for Indigenous women. Since the early hours of this Monday, the 21st of February, the special team has been in the province of Bocas del Toro, from where these complaints came, reported the public ministry. The investigation was initiated by a complaint which was filed on the 17th of February by Deputy Kyra Harding. The Board of Directors of the National Secretariat for Science, Technology and Innovation, CINESIT, unanimously approved the creation of the Regional Centre for Innovation in Vaccines and Biopharmaceuticals. This is in order to provide the country and the region with the capacity to research, develop and manufacture vaccines and monoclonal antibodies required to face health emergencies. The project, which is divided into phases, has a total estimated cost of $100 million, and its funds have been in process since last year, when in June of 2021, the National Assembly approved CINESIT an extraordinary credit of $2.5 million, and this was to begin the process of creation. Eduardo Ortega Barria, National Secretary of Science, Technology and Innovation, stated that the research centre will guarantee the preparation and rapid response against pathogens. This is what I was telling about. Say, this is like a movie script. The criminal complaint for the alleged commission of different crimes was filed on Monday. And this is in a dispute between the Mexican goldsmith and businessman Jose Luis Penagos Hernandez, who now is deceased, and the one who had been his lawyer since 2013, the current PRD deputy Zulay Rodriguez Lu. As it was recalled, Penagos Hernandez accused Rodriguez of having stripped him of 66 gross kilos of gold, according to official documents from his property seized by the Customs Directorate when it was in transit to Colombia. This goes back to March of 2009. On Monday morning, relatives of the deceased Mexican businessman went to the Attorney General's office to claim the gold that, as they insist, is his property. Diana Clemencia Rios Cardona reported that her husband was murdered on the 4th of February 2021 and presented said death certificate to the media. The widow was accompanied by David Penagos, son of the businessman, who said that the claim is for about 65 kilos of gold, valued at about $4 million. And we've got a bit of the history and some of the more details. And it goes on, towards the end, it says the son of the Mexican businessman indicated that among the elements presented to the Panamanian authorities are audios of conversations between his father and Rodriguez Lu. After this, the PRD deputy called a conference where she described what was said by the relatives of the Mexican goldsmith as falsehoods and announced that she would file legal action against them. I'm going to show that all this is false, that they have taken on a hair-pulling case to falsely involve me, she added. The restrictions enforced on the Pacific side of the Panama Canal so that two Neopax vessels navigate simultaneously and pass. They have led to the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, to adopt some measures to try to improve the transit of ships in that area. They are widening and deepening the entrance to the Interoceanic Highway with an investment of $102.8 million and increasing from 8 to 12 the number of pilots per day in Balboa. For the Chamber of Shipping, these restrictions make Panama less competitive, and in response to this, it has proposed the simulation test of a passing of two Neo-Panamax at the ACP Training Center. A total of 53 companies submitted proposals in the single price tender carried out by the Social Security Fund, the CSS, for the supply, storage, transportation and delivery as needed and as required of medicines and parental nutrition solutions. According to the Panama Compra portal, the tender, which includes 408 lines or items, has a reference price of $211,574,584. The National Director of Purchases of the CSS, Anna Cuestas, explained that a technical table will be formed, made up of specialists in legal and financial matters who will evaluate each of the proposals and will be the ones who determine what is the best value of the proposals for each one of the tendered items. And the National Aqueduct and Sewer Institute, IDAN, reported that it carried out a monitoring plan for the water sources that supply water treatment plants nationwide. To date, visits have been made to the provinces of Colón, Panama, West Panama, and Coclay. The IDAN explained that with the data extracted from the flows, specific measurements are achieved that can serve as the basis for future improvement projects. And Cobre Panama, project operated by Minera Panama, a subsidiary of the Canadian First Quantum, generated sales of $3.16 billion during 2021, an increase of 138% compared to 2020. Despite the 8% drop in production during the fourth quarter of last year due to maintenance work at the power plant, the results report indicates that Cobre Panama was consolidated as the most profitable project of the Canadian mining company, which on the 17th of January accepted the economic proposal of the Panamanian government to increase the royalties received by the state. And that's it. There we go. That's our lot for this morning. Say, looking at those in more detail a little bit later on at 8 and 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
There goes Bob Marley and the Wailers there, and Could You Be Loved? If you keep an eye on the time, 17 minutes, and that's before the hour, 7 o'clock this morning.
Well, I went to the doctor, I was feeling bad.
I got it pretty good.
I went to the church, trying to see what they had.
I got it pretty good.
The psychiatrist sent me back to the priest.
Got it, apparently. That's Soul Asylum there. And got it pretty good. Breakfast show time. We're making our way 13 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Good morning to Mary Lou this morning. Good morning to Jesus. They've just joined us this morning on the WhatsApp. Don't forget that you can always join us on WhatsApp here on The Breakfast Show. Number is 677-188-22. That's the WhatsApp number in the Breakfast Show studio. You can always call Yasmin as well on 223-5162. 223-5162. And don't forget, Mona doesn't remember, don't forget joining me a little bit later on this morning in the 8 o'clock hour of the program. I'm going to be chatting this morning with His Excellency from Israeli. So I'm trying to get my note out. His Excellency Itai Bardov, Ambassador of Israel in Panama this morning. He's going to be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. And we're going to be talking about some of the amazing things that they have been doing here in Panama. It's really quite incredible when you take a look. Probably won't have long enough to get it all in. But that's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. It is Tuesday, which means in the last hour today, we'll be linking up with Sarah, our feisty foodie, up there in Canada. And rummaging around my senior moments calendar this morning, I got a couple to catch up on. This is a saying came from Abraham Lincoln. It says, if you want your name to be remembered after your death, either do something worth writing about or write something worth reading. Writing's not my best topic. I don't think this counts. Shack Attack on The Breakfast Show at 11 and a half minutes before 7. Celebrate! Go Shack Attack and Celebrate, going on there about music making you happy. Of course it does. I was just taking a look at some of the techie news for this morning. Those of you that play, was it Wordle, the one that sort of gives you, you have a word each day and you have to do it by sort of putting in letters and then eliminates them and tells them some are in the right place, some isn't. But, you know, that was taken over by the New York Times. They owned it. They bought it. Well, according to Gizmodo, the Times has added trackers to the viral word game, some of which are used to send data to third parties, including Google. Well, I've got another one. When I was looking at that, because apparently there isn't an app. You've got to go to the website, I understand, to do Wordle. But I downloaded one, which is very good, if you're looking. It's called Wordly. Wordly is what it's called. W-R-D-L-Y. It's very, very similar, I guess. And it's very, very good. I've been enjoying it. I've been sort of getting a little bit... Oh, I must do my word today. Forgot yesterday. But there you see, there are alternatives, because say, Wordle, great idea, it's a good game. It's now, you're now being tracked more because the New York Times owns it. This is the problem. Some great things come out, and then they get taken over by somebody else and they make changes and they make it miserable. And
ooh, you did me so bad.
I am.
When I was in the moment, well, I didn't understand.
Don't wanna.
You did me so harsh. Left me low with my high heels in the parking lot. Always thought I'd see it coming, but I don't. Gotta leave the engine running in the front seat in my mama's winter coat.
With Jerry D.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small?
Beware. This is the Taxman from the Beatles. Breakfast Show. Time. We're at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock, here on 89.3 Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. Good advice for you there. Go and visit both of them, our friends at Emotions Dining and Theatre, and, of course, Encuentro 24. Now, let's take a look at some international news for this morning. The United States and its European allies are set to announce fresh sanctions against Russia. That's today, Tuesday. This was after President Vladimir Putin recognized two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine, deepening Western fears of a new war in Europe. The Ukrainian military said two soldiers were killed and 12 wounded in shelling by pro-Russian separatists in the east. And in the past 24 hours, the most casualties this year as ceasefire violations increased. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov brushed off the threat of sanctions on Tuesday, saying the West would impose them regardless of events and describing the response to Russia's recognition of two breakaway Ukrainian regions as predictable. Our European, American, British colleagues will not stop and will not calm down until they've exhausted all their possibilities for the so-called punishment of Russia. They are already threatening us with all manner of sanctions, or as they say now, the mother of all sanctions, Lavrov said. China is concerned about the worsening situation in Ukraine, Foreign Minister Wang Yi said on Tuesday, repeating his call for all parties to show restraint and resolve differences through dialogue, accelerating a crisis the West fears could spark a war. Russian President Vladimir Putin, of course, as we mentioned, ordered on Monday the deployment of troops into two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine after recognizing them as independent. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi told gas exporters on Tuesday to avoid any cruel sanctions such as those imposed by the United States on Tehran, and his government said any revival of Iran's 2015 nuclear accord with world powers must lift such curbs. Now, the members of this forum should not recognize these sanctions because in today's world we see that the sanctions are not going to be effective, Raisi told a gas exporters conference in Doha. A top European Union official on Tuesday said the Polish president's move to dismantle a contentious disciplinary system for judges was a step in the right direction, but warned the row, which has cost Warsaw billions in EU funding, was not over. Created by Poland's ruling Nationalist Law and Justice Party, the disciplinary chamber has suspended or dismissed several judges critical of the government, compounding Poland's dispute with the EU over undercutting democratic standards. Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Ahmed Al Thani received a letter from the Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday. This is concerning ways to support and strengthen bilateral relations between the two countries, as well as issues of mutual interest, the Qatari state news agency reported. Putin's letter was delivered to Al Thani by the Russian energy minister Nikolai Shulginov, who is currently in Doha attending a gas exporters conference. China has appointed senior diplomat Xu Bing as its new special envoy for the Horn of Africa, a region that is currently troubled by conflict, including in Ethiopia, Eritrea and Somalia. Xu has previously worked as China's ambassador to Papua New Guinea and has experience working in Africa, America and Oceania, China's foreign ministry said on Tuesday. And a bit of good news, Tonga was reconnected to the world on Tuesday following repairs to a submarine cable, officials said, a month after a volcanic eruption and tsunami cut communications to the remote Pacific island nation. People on the main island will have access almost immediately, Tonga Cable Chief Executive James Panuve told Reuters by telephone after a repair ship handed over the restored cable on Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, so it's all not doom and gloom, though an awful lot of it is, isn't it? Right, time on the Breakfast Show, just 5.5 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Are you coming here with me to run by my side so we can be free? Strange things do happen here, it's the time to leave. If we met at midnight, the willow tree. Are you coming here with me to run by my side so we can be free? Strange things do happen here, it's the time to leave. If we met at midnight, the willow tree. Are you coming here with me to run by my side so we can be free? Strange things do happen here, it's the time to leave. If we met at midnight, at the willow tree. Are you coming here with me
There we go. That is Muse and Something Human. And that was preceded by Hosh with 1979, featuring Jalyaj and Midnight. That's, you probably recognize it's The Hanging Tree. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 12 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. And just looking at things that are relevant in the world of entertainment to today's date, the 22nd of February. If we go back to the year 1956, Elvis Presley entered the music charts for the first time with...
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Be so, I'll be just so lonely, baby. I'll be just so lonely. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so lonely, street, they'll never, never look back and think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down lonely street to heartbreak hotel, where you will be. You're so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. And there we go. Yes, that was the one. Elvis Presley, Heartbreak Hotel, got him into the charts for the first time back in 1956. Time on The Breakfast Show, 15 after the hour, 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look at the weather for today. And we're going to start, as we do, over there on the Costa Riva, on the in the province of Colón. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with a 24-degree minimum temperature. 37 degrees Celsius will be the thermal sensation today. Their relative humidity, nice, just 70%, which is pretty good for them over there. Though isolated showers during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and partially cloudy tonight. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, we're looking at West Panama, with 33 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, 22 the minimum, 37 degrees Celsius the thermal sensation, but relative humidity nice, down to 60%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and tonight partially cloudy. Let's move up the coast a little bit to us here in the metropolitan area. We're looking at 34 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, 23 degrees being the minimum, 37 the thermal sensation. Relative humidity, nice. It's not going to feel so sticky today. It's down to 53%. And we're going to see partially cloudy this morning, partially cloudy this afternoon, partially cloudy tonight. Out in the bay, out there in the Gulf of Panama, we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature today, with 25 degrees being the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, relative humidity out there at 70%. But this morning, nice and clear, it's lovely and sunny out there, partially cloudy in the afternoon, and back to being clear tonight, so that's all rather nice. Looking at maritime conditions, we're going to start with the tide starting on the Pacific. We're looking at low tide, that was at 1:30 this morning, that was 0.12 of a metre. High tide, that's going to be in around about, 7:33, about 10 minutes time, I guess. Yeah, 7:33, that's going to be the high tide. 4.39 metres. Low tide again, 1:44 in the afternoon, 0.24 of a metre. And last high tide, that's going to be 7:51 tonight. That'll be 4.57 metres. On the Caribbean, got high tide, that was at 5:25 this morning, 0.3 of a metre. Low tide, that will be at 12:46 in the afternoon, minus 0.03 of a metre. High tide again, 5:49 in the afternoon or early evening, 0.06 of a metre. And the last low tide, that'll be at 10:41 tonight, and that'll be minus 0.03 of a metre. Same as the earlier low tide. So there we are. That's it. There's the tides for today. Now, yesterday they hadn't got a maritime conditions report for us, but they do for today, I'm happy to say. So let's start on the Caribbean coast, see what's in line for us this morning. We've got a small craft advisory for you during the course of this morning. Winds fairly brisk at 25 to 35 kilometres an hour. Direction, north-northeast. Waves, be careful if you're boarding today. Waves at 5 feet during the course of this morning. This afternoon, small craft advisory is still in place. No change on the winds, no change at all really. 25, 35 kilometres north-northeast, waves at 5 feet. So this afternoon, same as this morning. And do make note that you do have small craft advisories through the day. This morning on the Pacific coast, conditions are good, no advisory. The winds, though, the same as on the Caribbean coast, 20 to 35 kilometres an hour. The direction, though, will be from the north-northwest on this side. Waves, they're going to be at 3 feet, not too bad at all. In the afternoon, though, we do have a small craft advisory for you. The winds are picking up. 30 to 40 kilometre an hour winds, changing to the north-northeast in the afternoon. Waves, though, if you're boarding, not too bad. They're just remaining at 3 feet. So you don't have to worry too much about the waves. You just have to worry about being blown away. So that's it. There's your look at the weather for this morning. For this Tuesday morning time is just coming down for 19 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Let me say a very good morning to Renee. She's just dropping a little note. She says, good morning. Got a couple of requests to get through. She says, good morning. We're heading off to Tocumen on our way to the USA for a few days. Rick would like to hear Tom Petty, Into the Great Wide Open, please. You're welcome.
Tattoo too. The future was wide open. At the door, she had a guitar and she taught him some chords. The sky was the limit. To the grave.
said it always played from the heart. He got an agent and a roadie named Bart. They made a record and it went in the charts. The sky was the limit. His leather jacket had chains that would jingle. They both met movie stars, partied and mingled.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, 21 Pilots. And that's what Renee will need if she's going to Tucumán, at least. 21 Pilots and Level of Concern. Good morning to Mary Lou. Gave us a couple of choices. I've got this one for this morning. Let's go from Cars. 27 minutes right now after the hour. 7 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show. Right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
What's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors. ¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Alorica is Panama's number one BPO. They're inviting you to their job fair on February the 24th and the 25th. Now you can visit their offices. They're located in Juan Díaz from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now for more information, contact them via Instagram, @Alorica Panama. @AloricaPanama. And indeed, good advice as always. You're listening to us here on 89.3. It is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, and going through until 10 o'clock with you on this Tuesday morning.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
Right, and time for us to take a look at some of the business news for today. Investors were bracing for a torrid day for Russian, Ukrainian and wider global markets when they reopen on Tuesday after Vladimir Putin upped the ante in a crisis the West fears could unleash a major war. In a lengthy televised address, the Russian president recognized two breakaway regions, Donetsk and Luhansk, in eastern Ukraine as independent regions. Donetsk and Luhansk in eastern Ukraine. So there we go, independent entities, and described Ukraine as an integral part of Russia's history. Stocks slumped and oil surged to its highest in 7 years on Tuesday as Europe's eastern flank stood on the cusp of war after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered troops into the two breakaway regions of eastern Ukraine. The broader Euro stocks at 600 fell as much as 1.9% to a 7-month low before clawing back some of its losses. German stocks are seen as more vulnerable due to the country's heavy reliance on Russian gas supplies dropped more than 2%. The ruble recovered from a near 2-year low in volatile trading while Russian stocks slumped on Tuesday after President Vladimir Putin ordered the troops to the two breakaway regions. And for NATO members, the most powerful measure against Russia, were it to invade Ukraine, would be U.S. sanctions cutting off Russian state banks from the dollar, according to Russian executives, bankers and former senior U.S. sanctions officials. The United States has warned that Russia could invade as early as this week, and Moscow denies it has such plans, but says the West needs to take its concerns about NATO expansion. HSBC brought forward its key profitability target by year and more than doubled its annual profit as expected bad loans from the COVID-19 pandemic failed to materialize, and it pointed to rising interest rates lifting as income. Like global peers, HSBC, one of Europe's largest banks, is taking advantage of lower than expected impairment charges as its borrowers reap the benefits of government support in markets hit by coronavirus, while economic recovery also helps firms. London Stock Exchange Group has agreed to buy US cloud-based technology provider Tora in a $325 million dollar deal, which is said on Tuesday will add digital access to its trading tools. As mainstream interest in cryptocurrencies grows, the LSEG said the acquisition of Tora will help expand its trading and banking business globally. Tora, led by Chief Executive Robert Dykes, supports customers trading multiple asset classes, including equities, fixed income, and digital assets across global markets. And you mentioned that Bitcoin. There's an article here. It says Bitcoin miners are feeling the heat and the pains rippling downstream to pressure prices. The cryptocurrency's spectacular rally in 2021 drew thousands of entrants into mining or producing new coin. As a result, the hash rate, or combined computational power used by Bitcoin miners globally, has roughly quadrupled over the past 6 months to blow past 200 million terahashes per second. A rising hash rate makes it, becomes harder really for miners to earn coin and cover their cost of hardware, electricity and staff. So many are more likely to sell rather than hold their newly minted cryptocurrency, exerting a bearish force on the market. Running costs are a major factor in miners' decisions to hold or sell newly acquired coins. They are the first and most natural sellers in the crypto space, and so definitely impact prices, said Justin D'Anethan, Institutional Sales Director at crypto financial services firm Amber Group. So yeah, sort of keep your watch on those and cryptocurrencies. We're talking about those last week with our guest, JP. Time on the breakfast show. We are 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's say a very good morning to Jesus. Again, good morning to you. It says, for some reason, this morning's earworm is the police, King of Pain, and Synchronicity 2. Perhaps you could sound one of them off. Thanks. Okay, well, I'm going to sound this one off. King of Pain from the Police.
Spot on the sun today. It's the same old thing as yesterday. I stood here before, it's now the pouring rain. The world turns in circles, running round my brain. I guess I'm always hoping that you'll ever face the day. But it's my destiny to be the king of pain. King of pain. King of pain. King of pain. I'll always be the king of pain. I'll always be the king of pain. I'll always be the king of pain.
There we go. That one is for Jesus this morning. And the Blitz King of Pain. Time, we're making our way to, we're just coming down to 17 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And looking at some of the things in entertainment, for today's date, the 22nd of February. If I look at the year 1965, filming for the Beatles' second movie, Help, began where? In the Bahamas. They're not silly.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now,
but now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
I'll change my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
That's it. Yes, they started filming the movie on this day back in 1965. Help by the Beatles. You're listening to The Breakfast Show on 89.3. That's Cool FM. No doubt during the course of your day, you're going to have to make some concrete decisions, especially if you're working in the world of construction. And the best people to talk to are friends at Cementos Progreso. They are the builders of the present and of tomorrow, because building is the force that moves them.
Thank you.
There's an old classic. That's the whistling Jack Smith there. And it's called Kaiser Bill's Batman. Man, the Kaiser might be coming your way soon, you never know. Talking about Kaiser Bill's Batman, this is the Kaiser Chiefs. The Kaiser Chiefs, You Can Have It All, and that's the Ian Brody remix. Time, if you keep an eye on the time, we are right now 13 minutes away from the top of the hour from 8 o'clock. Looking at a few things also relevant to today's date in the world of entertainment, we've got 1973, the death of Elizabeth Bowen, Irish novelist whose novels include Death of the Heart and The Heat of the Day. In 1978, Sid Vicious and Nancy Spungen were arrested in New York and charged with drug possession. They should have gone in the 60s to San Francisco. Flowers in their hair, they could have worn those then.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
Summertime. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon. Help me, help me, help me sail away. Well, give me two good reasons why.
There we go with the Kinks complaining. The taxman's got all their money. All of us are, I think. And time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way up to the top of the hour, 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio. Cool
FM. The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's the dinner show that everybody's talking about, only at Emotions Dinner Theatre. Panama has never seen anything like this. Just go to Mirage Casino, 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel. Don't miss this fascinating Las Vegas-style performance. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com. Shows that are going to take you around the world. Emotions Dinner Theatre.
La mayoría de los panameños estamos a favor de leyes que promuevan la paridad en la política. Y además, pensamos que al país le iría mejor si más mujeres participaran en política. Así lo demuestra un estudio realizado por Gallup en 2021. La realidad es obvia. La oferta de los partidos políticos es la misma de siempre. Y difiere de lo que piensan la mayoría de los panameños. En las elecciones del 2019, las mujeres apenas representaron el 11% de todos los candidatos elegidos. ¿Por qué hay tan pocas mujeres postuladas y elegidas a cargos de elección popular en Panamá? ¿Qué barreras impiden la participación de las mujeres en la política? Conoce más y descarga el informe completo de Diagnóstico Nacional de Barreras y Oportunidades sobre la Participación Política de las Mujeres en Panamá. Es hora de que rompamos el molde. Ingresa a libertadciudadana.org/DBO.
Alorica is Panama's number one BPO. They're inviting you to their job fair on February the 24th and the 25th. Now you can visit their offices. They're located in One Dias from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Now, for more information, contact them via Instagram, @AlaricaPanama. @AlaricaPanama.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Papa doesn't preach, no. That is Madonna, of course, on this morning's breakfast show. And going from Madonna to this.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Oh, today is a very special day. Do you know what a palindrome is? Well, today is that special day. In Panama, we write the date 22-02-2022. If you flip that backwards, it's the same backwards as forward. That is what's called a palindrome. 0222. It's all so confusing when you're in the United States. We write the dates different. So it's not the month first, it's the date first. But nonetheless, this is called a palindrome. It's a very special day. The last time this specific day happened was according to the book and research I did, it's 200 years ago. Exactly the year in around 1776, which is more than 240 years, I think. My math is really bad today, but that everybody knows I'm bad at math and I'm bad at names. So it's called a palindrome. Supposedly that it's a special day that you can have good luck on certain things. The social media people, instead of calling it Tuesday, T-U-E-S-D-A-W-D-A-Y for Tuesday, is calling it Tuesday, T-W-O-D-A-Y. Tuesday. Imagine that. So Tuesday becomes 2 days. So the social media groups have called it 2 days. It's a palindrome. Can you think of any other palindromes? Well, if you spell M-O-M and you flip it upside down, it says wow. That's a different type of palindrome. That is called, can anybody tell me what it's called? Starts with an A. Algorithm. Algorithm? No. Something like that. Algogram, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I don't remember what it's called. I can't remember and I don't have my paper in front of me. See if you can figure out any other palindromes today. Not just number palindromes. But name palindromes, word palindromes. What happens when you flip the word forward or backward? What happens when you rotate it 180 degrees or you flip it up and down? See what else you can do. Find some palindromes in your world and see how crazy this can be. All right. Tested negative for COVID. Woohoo! I'm going to get permission to get on that airplane. I'll be flying home on Wednesday. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to get hot and sweaty again because it's cold here. All right. Everything else? Keep playing it safe, guys. I'm negative. I'm grateful. I want you all to be negative, too. Back to you in the studio.
And there we go. Big thanks to Ingrid there. Palindrome. I've got one. ABBA. There we go, definitely a palindrome, is it? A-B-B-A. Do it backwards, what do you got? A-B-B-B-A. I think I'll put an extra B in. Time on The Breakfast Show, 27 after the 8 o'clock. After this, my special guest for this morning.
שחור כי גם זה יעבור והכל יסתדר כי השם יעזור יש תקווה נשאיר כולנו יחד יש אמונה חזקה מכל הפחד
Something a little bit different for us this morning, and that was the suggestion from one of our listeners, well, from Mary Lou, of course, who else? Benny Friedman, and Tickier. My guest will tell me if I got that wrong or not. I've definitely got it wrong. My guest this morning is His Excellency Itai Badoff, the Israel Ambassador to the Republic of Panama. Welcome to the Breakfast Show, Ambassador.
Thank you, Jerry. It's a pleasure being here. Good morning to you and to all the listeners.
Yeah, it's lovely to have you here, because we met a while ago. I think we've got a bit of a queue this week. We've got the British Ambassador tomorrow.
And that's where we met.
Is it the residence?
Yeah.
That's right, with yourself and the Canadian Ambassador.
Yes.
That's right. So anyway, lovely to have you here. Love to have the opportunity to talk. You guys have been doing a lot here in Panama.
Yeah.
But let's sort of just tell us a little bit about the Jewish community here, because it's a very strong community, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's a very strong community. I have to say what strikes me most is how proud they are to be Panamanians.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying that because I've been working together with the Jewish community here in projects to support Panama, to strengthen the economy, strengthen different communities. So they're very, very, very proud Panamanians. And it's a very strong, united community that has different, I think like with any religion, they have like different under-ideologies or under
sect. Mm-hmm.
But it's a very, for me, I think this one is one of the warmest and close-knitted communities I've met.
Yeah, because, I mean, you have traveled, haven't you? And, I mean, also here, you're not just responsible for Panama. You were telling me you covered different areas.
I cover four other countries. But Panama is my main focus, and I cover four other Caribbean
still,
countries.
Still get air miles.
Not me. Unfortunately, it's not me.
They go to the lady who books the flight.
Exactly, exactly.
I must say, it's great to have you with us. I mean, I'm looking at some of the things that you are doing, or the Israeli community is doing here in Panama. Social assistance, we've got agriculture, education, you name it. How do you sort of manage to cover so many different things? Have you got a large staff here in Panama?
Well, not a large staff, but a very dedicated and hardworking staff here, which is excellent. We do focus on trying to improve whatever we can bring, you know, Israeli know-how, capabilities, the technologies we have. You know, Israel is called the startup nation.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I mean, the amount of the technology that comes out of...
And we're trying to share that with Panama. So you're absolutely right. What we've done a lot here in water technologies. I'll give you an example. We donated a desalination unit to a village, Mocambo Arriba, which desalinates water from the river. There's a river that is highly dirty. I mean, it's and it just desalinates the water directly from the river, makes it into potable drinking water. I drank water myself. I went there and just drank the water. It was great, and it really changed the lives of the people living there. Agricultural technologies. Mm-hmm. We donated thousands of kilometers worth of length of irrigation systems, advanced irrigation systems, and that includes, you know, giving courses on how to use these systems to farms in Nobi Bugle, which really improves the use. They can use much less water now for growing more crops. So that's something we did not long ago. We've donated, just 2 weeks ago, it was the Primera Dama, the First Lady, and we donated 3.6 tons of PPE, of equipment to combat COVID.
Can we say PPE?
PPE. PPE. Personal protection equipment.
Okay, just clarification. you could desalinate it anyway, don't worry.
That's a very important clarification, yes. So, you know, I focus a lot on technology, economy, and also environment issues are very important.
It's interesting because you're saying that. I remember one of the technologies a good few years ago now. I wonder how many people remember ICQ.
Oh,
I mean, that was
people know that started in Israel.
Exactly, and that really is what started up the personal messaging.
VOIP, the Voice Over Internet Protocol, where you could send, you know, messages, voice messages. That was the USB. Is an Israeli invention as well. I mean, we have so many in medicine, technological technologies, in any field, nearly that you name it, Israel is involved, and that's why we have a lot of centers, develop R&D centers, from the biggest companies, Intel, you name it. I mean, all the largest high tech companies, they're invested in Israel.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Now, social assistance. This is where they put the PPE.
Amongst other, yes.
How about on the economic side?
So what I've been doing, and there are a lot of things I cannot reveal here, but I can tell you that we've been pushing for...
Well, we'll turn the mics off in a minute.
No, it's not secret, but you know, because it's B2B, business to business, I don't have the right to, you know, inform.
Sure.
But we're doing things with a canal here. We're doing things that have to do with aviation. There are things that have to do with medical technologies. Things that are a lot of things that have to do with education, in how to improve the education here in Panama using the state of the art technologies. Right. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the economy, and that's one of my focuses for this coming year, because hopefully we're going to see a decline with COVID, and we'll be able to. I hope it will be very quickly to kind of recuperate and bring businesses back to working. There's a lot of potential.
Well, we've seen, haven't we? I mean, a few of the UK now is basically scrapped.
Yes.
All of the
Israel has changed. You know,
and I think now, because you know, even here we've had this sort of the fourth wave with the Omicron, but it's amazing now just how quickly numbers are coming down. So hopefully we're going to be getting out of this fairly quickly. Right, we're going to say a quick musical break. My guest this morning is Excellency Itay Bardov, the Ambassador of Israel to Panama. Be back with the Ambassador in a few minutes. There we go, Carpenters and Superstar, one of those classic tracks from early 1970s. They've brought out some great music, 1970s, I keep telling you. Ballads, musical ballads, beautiful ones. My guest with me right now is the ambassador from Israel to the Republic of Panama, His Excellency Itay Bardov. And we were just chatting while we were listening to music. We're talking about, you know, obviously what everybody talks about is COVID.
Yes.
And you've always been advanced in COVID from the very offset, but then you had a bit of a relapse,
yes,
didn't you? But
yes,
now you're back on stream. You say you're opening up now?
Well, we're, you know, what we're using mostly in Israel is Pfizer.
Okay.
And we're considered to be like the Pfizer laboratory for the world.
Okay.
Because we've had the most, we were the first ones to really give vaccinations to the vast majority of the population. Like in any other country, there are people who are against vaccinations as well in Israel. Mm-hmm. But the vast majority of the population has been vaccinated. And right now we're nearly back to normal, just like what's happening in England is the same that's happening in Israel. Everything is open. Mm-hmm. If tourists want to come to Israel, can do it without any problem. You don't even have to show any proof of vaccination.
Oh, really?
You don't need to quarantine. Mm-hmm. The only request is that you do a PCR test prior to your departure and another one when you land. But that's it. And then you're free to go. No need for quarantines. No need to for vaccinations. You can go into restaurants. You'll be required to wear a mask indoors, not outdoors.
Sure.
But
mm-hmm.
We're really nearly back to normal.
That's interesting because you say that... So if you are sort of somebody who, for whatever reason, doesn't want to be vaccinated, as long as they've had a PCR test before they arrive, they're allowed in?
Yes. Don't get me wrong. We encourage vaccination.
Sure, of course.
But
yeah.
The idea is, you know, after 2 years of this pandemic, mm-hmm. you know, people who want to get vaccinated will get vaccinated. Those who don't won't. And we do encourage people to get vaccinated. We do encourage to maintain social distance, wearing mm-hmm. the mask, mm-hmm. the whole thing. But life is back to normal. So you can go and watch movies, you can go and see plays, you can go into restaurants, everything is open. Everything mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. open. Outside, you don't need to wear a mask. We can have events with a large number of people. Schools are operating fully, 100% mm-hmm. operational, mm-hmm. Unless, if, you know, a child is found to be with COVID, then he will have to stay at home, of course,
mm-hmm.
but also not for, it's not 2 weeks. They've shortened the time for, I think, 7 days.
Yeah.
And so forth. So really, we're trying to get back on track, trying to get back to normal. We're trying to learn how to live with the COVID and not let
mm-hmm.
COVID,
mm-hmm.
you know, control our life.
Yeah, I think everybody's got to their stage. And of course, with the new variant, with the Omicron, I mean, it's far more transmissible.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. In fact, you know, I really don't know how it's getting transmitted because it seems to be going around a bit like a cold.
Yes.
A few weeks ago, Sunday, I had sniffles, you know, a little bit of a runny nose and sneezing.
Yeah.
It wasn't something I would anticipate, but I'm going to get a PCR test anyway. I'd never had one. I've had the three vaccinations. And the guy came in and gave me, you know, you're positive. I thought, what?
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And of course, luckily, they'd just taken it from 14 to 10 days, so it wasn't too bad. But I had the sniffles, and 2 days later, it was gone.
Fine, yeah.
And you're thinking to yourself, well, under normal circumstances, I probably wouldn't have even had a test.
Yeah.
And I think that is a lot of the way that it's getting around
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, I think Israel and England can afford to try and bring things back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
If God forbid, a new variant comes out which is much more dangerous,
mm-hmm.
Contagious, and causes more death, then we might have to rethink it. But
sure.
right now, I think, you know, I mean, I'm sure most of the people listening here want to get back to normal, want to live their lives, and you know we have to at a certain point decide that we're going to take certain risks, calculated
mm-hmm.
risks, but go back to normal.
It was an interesting piece as well, actually, in the news this morning. I've got it here. I can probably get it up fairly quickly, but it's about in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
They're now looking at. They're now looking at a laboratory here, or putting in the ability here in Panama, so that we can do our own experimenting. It says it's fairly quickly. Board of directors of Cinecit, a unanimously approved the creation of a regional center for innovation in vaccines and biopharmaceuticals, in order to provide the country and the region with the capacity. Research, development, and manufacture of vaccines. I mean, that's quite a step forward.
That's superb. That's excellent.
Yeah.
I think when any country that can be self-dependent, you know, good for them. And we, as an Israeli, we'd be more than happy to assist and discuss. We have our own.
Sure,
we're
exactly.
Even, you mm-hmm. know, we were even developing our own vaccine. I think right now we say we're telling ourselves it's not necessary because we have Pfizer and Moderna.
Mm-hmm.
But we're very advanced in those kind of things, and we'd be happy to discuss this directly with the Panamanian authorities to assist them in that. That's a great idea.
Yeah. No, it's good. Now, the other thing, you've been busy. We talk about some of the things you've done. What sort of things have you got sort of planned to do?
Quite a bit. Well, I'm going to focus on maybe three main areas, which is economy, technologies,
mm-hmm.
and environment. One of the things, for instance, there's a center for excellence in agriculture in
mm-hmm.
the Los Santos area, which we are going to invest a lot and bring companies, Israeli companies, and the main purpose for that center is to advance agricultural technologies here in Panama,
mm-hmm.
but also do researches together with the neighboring countries. It's Costa Rica, mm-hmm. Colombia, mm-hmm. others. That's one thing, for instance. Another thing would be, I really want to look into projects that improve the environment here. Have you ever heard of a rebob? Do you know what rebobs are?
Is that a thing in the river?
There are these barriers
on
the
river. Yeah, because we've had our friends in here that sort of put them in here in the first place.
Oh, great.
And,
that's one thing that I want to look into.
I think it is. It's a great idea, but it needs technology to improve it.
Absolutely.
Because the problem you have now is the thing collects the rubbish, then it sort of gets back, then you've got to take it away. You come up with an amazing system whereby it automatically filtered out and into, you know, compressors or whatever to put it away. Because when you see the amount of, put it in plain English, crap that goes down the rivers. I mean, we're not talking about just plastic bottles and supermarket, but refrigerators and cookers. And, I mean, you could set up a new home with that.
Absolutely.
Lot,
so that, I mean, Panama is such a beautiful country, really. And they've got the landscape here is incredible. But there are areas that really need a lot of work in taking care of all the garbage that has accumulated. So that's one of the things I'd like to, you know, I have to be, you know, we're not a superpower. Where our population is 9 million people. We're on the other side of the Atlantic. The size of the country, you know, the geographically is a third of that of Panama. But we've managed to, in that way, Israel is a miracle that we've managed with all the challenges and the difficulties to really become a superpower in technologies, and in know-how and capabilities. And that is something I definitely want to share with Panama and see how we can assist.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thanks.
And so, I mean, you mentioned agriculture because it's really only, to be perfectly honest, this particular government we have now has been more agriculturally orientated than many of the governments previously.
Yes.
And we are trying to bring back the agriculture so we can be more sufficient.
Yes, well, actually, there's a delegation that we're working on, hopefully in May, will be with both the ministers of trade and agriculture and pro Panama as well, together with a large number of businessmen who will come to Israel. And agriculture is going to be one of the big topics that we are going to discuss during that delegation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. This government is very agricultural orientated. They want to see how to improve the agriculture here in Panama. And that is something that we are definitely on board with. We're going to cooperate as much as we can.
And I know you're involved in so many things. You're seeing things, you know, every single day. Is there an area that perhaps you're not involved in now that you would like to be involved in?
Oh, that I'm not involved, and I would like to. I'm involved, but I would really like to.
Radio.
Radio, yeah, that's a great idea. I want to be let's change places.
Yeah.
Let's
can I borrow the guy that came in and checked me out first?
I'll have to ask about that. I don't know.
I'll have one of those.
Well, I don't know about that, but
this is the gentleman who makes sure everything is okay before the ambassador. And he came in. I thought, my gosh, I don't remember the ambassador looking like that.
they like to take care of me here.
Oh,
but,
absolutely.
I would like to. First of all, I'd like to enhance the economic bilateral corporate work. Mm. You know, that's something that I would really like to focus on. Because there's huge potential. It's decreased the economy. The trade between countries has decreased during the pandemic.
Mm.
And I think now is the time where we have to turn the clock around and to start enhancing that. So that's something I want to.
How much trading are we doing with Israel at the moment?
I don't remember the exact numbers, but it's on the bilateral trade, import and export, is no more than around $30 million, $20 million, which is nothing. We can do much more than that. And that is going to be a focus of mine. I'm going to focus it. Because, you know, we have trade in Israel with billions of dollars worth bilateral trade with other countries, and there's no reason that here with Panama we don't expand the bilateral trade.
What do you feel then is, what would be your main import into Israel from China? From Panama. What would be, I mean, because we are a small country, we're very limited. I mean, we're a service country.
Yes.
We have the canal, we have the financial center, etc. So what would be the main opportunity?
Well,
for you
just mentioned it. I would say the tastiest one is the pineapples. We've started. Israel has started importing pineapples about from Panama. Mm-hmm. I think it was around 10 months ago or a bit less than a year. And I think that's a great success in Israel. But actually the canal and the services and the financial sector are definitely fields of potential cooperation. I don't know exactly what kind of imports. That's why I'm trying to go around the country and see exactly what, because one thing that has come up now is coffee, for instance.
Right.
Which is another, and I've connected, coffee makers in Panama to, importers in Israel to, and I think that's something that might happen as well. But there's I mean, it's not just agriculture. I think, but that's something that I have to go around Panama, see with my eyes exactly what they have to offer and what can fit Israel. And one thing that I'm planning to do, and you asked me, is to do a B2B, a business to business kind of forum. It could be by Zoom, but connect businessmen from Panama with businessmen from Israelis, because they know the best.
Right.
What they want to bring in, what they can buy, you know, that. So that's something that I'm planning to do, and I hope that that will be able to expand the trade.
I mean, one of the things that I've often thought about is because we are so well located and so logistically well equipped, is I don't understand why we don't get more, if you like, manufacturing. If you have people, for instance, we've got people now making electric cars.
Yes. Yes.
You just bring all the parts in here, you make them, and bang, they're out all over the world. We could do more, I think, in manufacturing.
You are absolutely correct, and I think that's something that we should definitely explore. This is really very beginning stages, but first stages. But where I'm discussing some things with big Israeli companies who will come to manufacture
here
in Panama and use Panama as a hub to exporting to other countries.
Exactly.
So this is really the initial stages, so let's wait a bit with that, but I do hope that, you know, if we meet in 6 months or a year's time, it'll be much more concrete.
You don't have to wait so long.
Thank you. But yes, I totally agree with you. And I think Panama is heading towards that kind of route. I do want to, but you know, COVID has kind of stopped everything.
Sure.
And now is the time to reboot everything.
Ambassador Itai Bardov, thank you very much. We're just sort of making our way to the top of the hour.
Oh wow!
And if you missed the news, we got 15 minutes of news, and then I also have some good news. I call it antidepressants.
That's great.
You know, it's
we need that. We need that, Jerry. We have to. But thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you.
Here.
It's great to see you.
You too.
And please come back and see us anytime. You're more than welcome. And thanks for all you're doing for the country. For Panama.
With my staff, we do it with a lot of love. We really do.
Excellent. All right. His Excellency Itai Bardov, Ambassador from Israel to Panama, with me this morning, my guest. A piece of music taking us up to the top of the hour. Let me see, what have I got for a bit of Whitney Houston, I think.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en su radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama. And Encuentro 24, you publish it, you'll sell it. How about a special night out with a loved one? A gourmet dinner with a spectacular Las Vegas-style show, right here in Panama City. Emotions Dinner Theatre at the Mirage Casino on the 5th floor, Eurostar Hotel, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Make a reservation, WhatsApp or call 6999-5245 or email emotionsreservations@gmail.com.
It's a life, it's a step, it's a knee, it's a bliss.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Alorica is Panama's number one BPO. They're inviting you to their job fair on February the 24th and the 25th. Now you can visit their offices. They're located in Juan Díaz from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Now for more information, contact them via Instagram, @Alorica Panama. @AloricaPanama. Every company really needs to have strong foundations, don't they? Especially if you work in the world of construction. Therefore, you need to speak to the people that can make those foundations. Cementos Progreso. The present and the future are built because building is the engine that moves them. Have a word with our friends at Cementos Progreso.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
sugar sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man, there ain't no other way. Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day. No makeup on, that's my sugar. Yes, please. Come and put it down on me. I'm right here. I need a lot of little sympathy. So baby, you show me good loving. Make it alright. Need a little sweetness. Yeah, I like it.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
there's to complain about.
Tell you what, the first of those two tracks was rather sweet. It was Maroon 5 and Sugar. And following on there, that is One Republic and Good Life. And big thanks once again to the Israeli ambassador to Panama, Itai Bardov, for being with us this morning. Very, very interesting. And by the way, tomorrow morning, in the last hour of tomorrow's program, round about now, this time tomorrow, we've got the British ambassador coming in. Of course, we're celebrating this year the 70th anniversary of Her Majesty the Queen being on the throne of England. And lots of other things as well, talking about their attitude, the way they're going now with COVID. So that's tomorrow morning. And, well, I tell you what, we're going to take another piece of music, then all being well, we'll link up with Sarah. This comes from Alvin Stardust. I love the title. I Feel Like Buddy Holly. You can never find one when you need one, though, can you? There it goes, Alan Stardust, and feels like Buddy Holly. I feel like Buddy Holly. You can never get one, though, can you, when you want one? Good morning! Hello!
Good morning!
Hello!
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine.
You're all okay?
Yeah, you know, we were
pretty lucky, I have to say. And, you know, I think I can conclude that the vaccine did what it was supposed to do. Uh-huh. And, you know, such is life. Now we all move on and we feel like immune and, you know, for at least, I don't know, 6 months or so.
What sort of symptoms did you have? Do you have sort of like a cold coming on or?
You know, Zach got, like, what happened was here when a kid tests positive in the classroom, they have the whole classroom isolate. Uh-huh. So Zach got sent home to isolate because a kid tested positive. And then he started having, like, a mild fever, like, 3 days later.
Mm.
And then, I don't know, I got a bit of a congestion cold, and that was about it. It lasted about a day and a half. And Noah felt nauseous for a day and a half, lost his sense of taste,
mm-hmm.
and Corey was kind of out for a day and a half. So all in all, we were each sick at different times for about a 2 day period. So
you still sound a little bit nasally.
Yeah, I'm a little nasally, but so must go on.
Absolutely. And tell me about it.
What can we do? The show must go on. They love you.
Yeah, no, I mean, things here, our numbers are tumbling at the moment, I'm happy to say. What I find is that the numbers are tumbling, the number of active cases is coming down quite quickly, but the number in the hospitals and in the ICU seems to be sort of fairly stable. We're getting around about 50, 60 people in the ICUs at the moment. But when you look at the figures, that's normally saying, you know, it's mainly people that, well, haven't been vaccinated or haven't had the full vaccination plan, you know, so.
Yeah, and, you know, I think they kind of stopped testing as much. Like, even here, yeah. The protocols now, you know, all the pharmacies are giving the free antigen tests.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically saying, like, if you test positive, just stay home for 5 days until, you know, you've got 48 hours with no symptoms.
Yeah.
And so it's not even like they're registering the positive tests anymore. It's just stay at home, get better, and then, you know, do another test and, when it's negative, go back out into the world. So they're not even registering the positive testing, the tests anymore. So,
well, I think now, I mean, a lot of countries, I mean, the UK, they've dropped all requirements at all. Now, I was just, our guest in the last hour was the Israeli ambassador to Panama, and talking about in Israel right now, all you have to have is a PCR test just before you've arrived. You have one just before you leave, so you've got it when you arrive. That's it. They said it's, you know, whether you're vaccinated or not is not an issue, but you've got to have the test before you go. And I thought that's pretty sort of cool.
Yeah, they're starting to loosen the travel requirements here, I think, in the next week or so. What'll be nice is when we don't have to wear masks anymore.
Because I agree with you. I mean, we're still wearing masks. Yeah. Do you still have to wear them when you're outside?
No, we never have to wear them.
We still have to wear them outside, which I think is getting a little bit silly now.
Oh, and in that weather, that just seems like, it's cold here, so the kids wear it to keep their faces warm. But beyond that, I tell you, I mean, it's 2 years. It's enough already. Like, just let me go into a store at the mall and not, you know. There was one store, we went to Toronto for the weekend because yesterday was family day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, have a family day. And we went to the Eaton Center, which is like this huge mall downtown. And like, there's some stores that are still like, think they're like a nightclub, you know, blocking people off and making people wait. Like, then so Zach wanted to go into this store that has these winter coats that are ridiculously priced, and the guy's like, okay, we'll wait at the glass and this, and I'm like, you know, I'm bored with that already, goodbye, like, I'm not even interested, I'm just gonna keep walking, I can't even, you know, like, just relax already, it's 2 years, like, come on, it's enough already, I'm over it.
Enough already.
Yeah, that's how I feel, I don't know, especially with the mask.
Anyway, then we got a bit to get through this morning. I tell you, I don't see your first one, but I got up here on my screen, butter basted cast iron fried eggs.
Oh my God, you're in for such a treat. Now this is something, it takes a little bit of finesse to get this technique down, but once you've got it down, it's like the best way to cook fried eggs that you're ever going to have. So, and it's super fast and it's delicious. Mm-hmm. So the only thing that you need to have, which I'm not sure if you've gotten yet, but we've certainly talked about it a lot over the last 4 or 5 years, is a cast iron pan.
Yeah, you've got to remember that, you know, with my advancing years, it's, you know, I need two hands to lift it.
We'll have Christina help you. I know she's a tough, strong girl. So, you just make sure you have a well-seasoned cast iron pan. So when a cast iron pan is well-seasoned, it basically makes it into a nonstick surface.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to do. So what we're going to do here is we're going to take about, you know, 2 tablespoons of butter, and we're going to put it into a very quite hot pan.
Mm-hmm.
And we want it to melt and start to bubble. And once that butter is bubbling, even foaming a little bit, we're going to put our eggs in. So I tend to do 1 egg at a time, but you can definitely do 2 if you've got some people over, mm-hmm, and you want to be a little bit more efficient. And so the key here is you're going to put your egg into this hot, foaming, and bubbly butter, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're going to tilt the pan carefully towards you so that the butter cuddles around the egg. Mm-hmm. And then take a tablespoon or a soup spoon, and I want you to baste the hot butter over the egg white,
mm-hmm,
avoiding the yolk because it'll make the yolk firmer.
Go hard.
So if you want a firmer yolk, you can certainly spoon it over the yolk. And it will kind of, you know, create these, like, spots where you can see that you've cooked the yolk a little bit more. So if you do it just around the yolk and on the white, until you have no jiggly parts left. This will maybe take like a minute or two.
Sorry, so it's a technical term there. What? How many parts?
The jiggly parts.
The jiggly parts.
Yeah,
okay.
So no jiggly parts. We don't want any jiggly parts.
But at my age, I have a lot of those.
Yeah, well, you know, after the pandemic, we all do. What can I tell you? Some of us didn't have such jiggly parts, and now, you know, my kids say, but Mom, you're so squishy now. And it's such like a loving term, I can't be pissed at them about it. So, what are you going to do? I saw a meme the other day. It says, now I understand why all of those paintings after the Great Depression were just like a lot of fat women lying around.
Rubens was a great artist of that.
We're now considered Rubenesque. So
it's called. It's called.
Definitely isn't going to help with.
It's called voluptuous. Voluptuous. So.
You know, voluptuous, squishy. I'll take either. I don't mind.
You and your technical terms. So,
right?
Yeah.
And so
we've done our basting.
We've done our basting, and our white, we have no jiggly parts. So what we're going to do is we're going to transfer the egg to a plate, leaving the butter in this hot pan.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to season our eggs with kosher salt and fresh cracked black pepper. But then what you want to do is we're going to brown this butter and even pour it over the eggs. Or, alternatively, you can take like a nice sturdier bread, so maybe a sourdough or a pumpernickel, even an English muffin will work, and you're going to dip that into that gorgeous brown butter and have your toast buttered in like an instant like that, but it's just fabulous. Like brown butter over eggs, especially when you've cooked them like this, and the edges get like that nice little crust on them. It doesn't usually happen with the first egg, but with the second or third egg. So start, if you have kids like mine and one doesn't like the edges crispy and the other one does, the one who doesn't like it always gets the first egg, because as that butter gets a little more brown, those edges get a little crispier. And my little one just loves them that way. So this is a super fast and easy recipe, and I tell you, fantastic eggs. It seems like eggs should be one of those things that people think are easy to cook, but you ask any chef, like, that's the challenge. If you can cook eggs perfectly, you know you're a good cook.
I didn't realize I was a good cook, but I'll take your word for it.
Well, you have to try these eggs, I'm telling you. It's going to change your life.
No, I mean, well, I do. I mean, I do. In fact, it was since you told us a long, long time ago about doing the eggs in butter, and I do my eggs in butter now anyway. And tell me, a question just for me and for others listening, if you're using a cast iron pan, you don't have any issues with sticking or anything like that?
No, so this is what I was telling you before. If a cast iron pan is seasoned properly, and when I say seasoned, what you end up doing is you very rarely scrub it with soap and water, okay? You use salt and paper towel, and every once in a while you need to re-season it. So you put a little bit of oil in it, and you put it into the oven, and you bake it off. And what that does is it creates this nonstick coating that lasts for years and years and years and years, right? Mm-hmm. If you take care of a cast iron pan, and we did a show about that years ago, probably at least 4 years ago, about how to take care of your cast iron pan and see properly. And if you want, we can revisit it in the coming weeks. But it'll last you, you know, 40 years. They're like, grandparents have the same cast iron pan that they use always. And it's just a matter of making sure you're not using harsh abrasives on it. You're just maybe sometimes using some warm water, a little bit of soap if you have to. And then if you've done that a few times, you want to make sure that you're re-seasoning it.
Okay.
So I'm just going to
interrupt you quickly because your friends, Renee and Rick, they are sitting on the runway at Tucumán ready to take off to go to the States. And and she's listening to you on the runway, and says hello to Sarah. I hope that she and her family are feeling better, etc. So then she goes on and says, "You sound congested."
She's the best. I gotta say, I love this woman. She's like on the tarmac listening to us, and she's like worried about my congestion. She's the best. I wish her big kisses and a safe journey. And a wonderful flight, and just, you know, keep your mouth.
She said, "I made poached eggs last weekend. Rick loved them." And then she says she's sitting on the runway. Poached eggs is the thing, which is because some people just drop them in the water, don't they? Which is, but I've always done it sort of in the little containers, and they're steamed over, and
so you can like cheat a little bit, but dropping them in water is a pretty easy way to do it. You know, it's helpful if you add a tiny bit of white vinegar in there as well. And you can even, if you want, make a little bit of a funnel and then just use a slotted spoon to get them out once the white is not jiggly anymore. You see, it's the perfect term.
There's nothing worse than white jigglies, trust me.
Right? Nobody likes that in their eggs. Now, have you ever had jammy eggs? That's what I want to know.
No.
Okay, and so this is a term that's used for basically like a perfect hard-boiled egg that's not hard-boiled. So it's kind of a medium to soft-boiled egg. And what this term generally means is when you cut that egg open, the yolk is that perfect texture of like jam, basically. And so this recipe that we're going to discuss is perfect jammy eggs. So you've got that yolk that's not super, super runny, running all over, making a mess, but it's not hard either, and it's that perfect texture in between. When, and this happens when you boil an egg for 7 minutes. I think in Panama, because of the elevation, it might go to 7.5 minutes, but I would not push it past 7.5 minutes if you're looking for a jammy egg. Now, this recipe calls for adding za'atar, which is a beautiful Middle Eastern or Mediterranean, I guess, depending on where you're from. But I generally think of it from the Middle East, from Israel, around there. And it's this gorgeous blend of herbs and a few spices. And you can buy it at the kosher super there. Probably even maybe Renee can tell us if Reba Smith has it. But I know definitely Super Kosher and Delica have it. And what we're going to do is we're going to add a little bit of this to our bread on top of a little bit of cream cheese. And then we're going to put a touch more on top of our eggs with a drizzle of olive oil. So what we're doing is boiling eggs, as I said, seven and a half minutes max. And once your eggs are done, take them out of the hot water and put them into a cold water
Stop them cooking.
To stop the cooking. Because otherwise your yolk is going to keep on cooking and you're not going to have that perfect jammy texture. All right? And then I want you to take a nice kind of sourdough or rye bread and just rub a garlic clove on it. So take a garlic clove and cut it in half and just rub it on it. We don't want it to be overly garlicky. We just want that hint of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to put a nice smear of cream cheese and then a sprinkle of za'atar. We're going to take our jammy eggs that have been sitting in cold water, and we're just going to gently remove the shell. Now, the shell should come off pretty easily. You know, a lot of people have trouble with hard-boiled eggs when the shell sticks to the egg, and that's a result of the way that it's been cooked. So, and also...
Okay, this is because that's what, it's when the membrane is sort of not coming away from the egg.
Exactly, and the shell sticks to it. So uh-huh. it
or you take the shell off and it pulls some of the boil. So what do you do to prevent that when you're cooking?
So if you're doing a really hard-boiled egg and you're going to make, say, deviled eggs or egg salad, I find the best way to avoid that from happening is to take the eggs, put them in cold water,
okay.
crank up the stove until the water is boiling, and then when the water is boiling, you can take it off the water, leave it there for 12 minutes, and then you won't have the problem with the shell sticking. Generally, that happens when the eggs have been cooked too long, and that's also when you get that kind of gray rim.
Right, exactly.
So when you see eggs that have that gray rim, it means they've been cooked generally, you know, 20 minutes or okay. so in boiling water.
We've got news from the runway. Yay, za'atar. You know, I always thought that was an Indian instrument. I've not seen it here, she says. I bring it with me from the United States. You can take off now, Renee.
She doesn't want to take off yet. She wants to hear about scrambled eggs with smoked salmon.
Oh, yeah, that's sure. nice. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, so delicious. So, anyway, our last bit, we're just going to cut our jammy egg.
Mm-hmm.
So, depending on the size of your bread, you can cut it in half or you can cut it into smaller pieces. I recommend cutting it on top of the bread. That way we don't lose any yolk, and it just goes on top of that za'atar cream mm-hmm. cheese mixer. And then we're just going to do a little drizzle of olive oil on top, another pinch of za'atar, some kosher salt, and a sprinkle of black pepper. You can even top it with some pea shoots or microgreens if you want to be a little fancy. If not, just dig in the way that it is. It's so delicious. And that combination of that yolk cooked perfectly,
mm-hmm.
seven, as I said, in Panama, maybe you'll go up to 7.5 minutes, but definitely not longer than that. All right?
Okay.
And make sure you put it in that ice bath so that we can have that perfect jammy egg texture.
Now, let's get on to the salmon and scrambled eggs. That's a nice one, smoked salmon.
So good. And this one, it's a little bit fancier, and it's a little easier to do if you've got a crowd coming. Although with the jammy eggs, you know, you can put 5-6 of them in there, and then mm-hmm. you can just serve it to everyone. So none of these are recipes that are going to keep you in the kitchen for too long.
Okay, just quickly, we have an incoming from the runway. It says, we're having radio problems on the aircraft. Tell them to tune to 89.3, all right? You'll be fine.
Call COPA right away and get them on it.
Put an 89.3. Tell him if he's got that, he's all right. He can take off.
Oh, she's the best. So we're going to take about 4 eggs here, and we're going to add about 2 tablespoons of milk or heavy cream if you have it, and we're going to whisk it until we've got some bubbles in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to use a nonstick pan, and I also happen to be a fan of butter. Everybody who listens to the show knows mm-hmm. this about mm-hmm. me. If you don't want to use butter in this recipe, you can use olive oil, but I think butter makes everything better. And what we're going to do is we're going to dice up some red onions, about half a small red onion, mm-hmm. and we're going to chop those up and cook them in our butter for about 5 minutes or so until they're nice and soft. All right? Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. we're going to pour our whisked eggs into that. And using a silicone spatula, this is the way that I like to do it. I mean, if you mm-hmm. don't have one, you could use a wooden spoon, but I find that rubber spatula just works so much
mm-hmm.
better
for mm-hmm. me.
And the key here is not to let the eggs cook too much on the bottom so that when you fold it, you end up with big folds.
Mm-hmm.
It's to gently keep the eggs moving so that you don't end up drying out the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the key to perfectly cooked silky scrambled eggs. So you're just moving them gently from side to side until it starts to firm up. And mm-hmm. I always do this over a fairly kind of medium-low heat. I find when you're doing scrambled eggs, if your heat is too high, that's when they end up drying out and it all sticks to the pan, or you end up with kind of folded eggs instead of scrambled eggs. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But you know what? Funnily enough, when I do scrambled eggs, and I can do them quickly. Believe it or not, I do them in the microwave.
And yeah, you've mentioned that before.
Yeah, what I do is you know, you watch it and you can see because it starts to sort of come up on the sides, and then you take it out and you whisk it all up again. Then you put it back, and then the thing to remember is, though, you know, take it out. I like my eggs really soft, not runny, but very, 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 very soft. I don't like hard scrambled egg at all. And take it out, but remember that with a microwave, it's still cooking, so you need to take it out well in advance of it. Sort of, you know, don't wait until it's at the texture you want, because when you take it out and you leave it for a minute or so, it will go hard. But I find it so quick.
Yeah, and the same thing is true when you're cooking a scrambled egg in a frying pan. You want to take them out a little bit before you think that they're done. And you're going to look at them and you say, oh, but they're too soft and they're too runny. They're going to keep cooking in the pan. And part of the beauty of this one is we're going to take some smoked salmon, about 3 ounces of smoked salmon, and cut it into ribbons or small pieces. And we're just going to nicely fold that in with gorgeous, creamy scrambled eggs. And you can even put a teaspoon or two of cream cheese in there and top it with some dill if you want to get fancy, if you've got company coming. And this combination of the little kind of smokiness in these scrambled eggs just gives it a whole other level. You know, it really elevates this dish. And, you know, such a beautiful combination if you've ever had smoked salmon on a bagel with cream cheese, red onions. You could even top this with some capers. Would be a fantastic little garnish for this dish. And it's just something that looks a little fancy, but really it's like super simple to make, and it's just a nice elevated dish. And, again, serve it along a beautiful piece of rye or pumpernickel, sourdough, and you get that texture of the crunch from the bread with that creaminess of the eggs. And then, you know, every little bite you get that pocket of smoked salmon, and that smokiness just adds another flavor level. So,
all right. Well, I tell you what, we've just got a couple of minutes to get the most important part of the breakfast, the passion fruit mimosa in.
Right? Now, as I was writing all these egg recipes and putting forth these egg dishes, I thought, well, what goes perfectly with eggs? And it's got to be a mimosa. And I can't just do a regular mimosa because that would be kind of boring. So a passion fruit mimosa. And so we talked a couple of weeks ago whether you could find roses.
I saw that again. I was going to say, where do you find it? Because I used to love roses lime water as a kid, you know.
The last time I bought it, it was on a low shelf at the Felipe Mota in Marbella.
Okay.
So I don't know if they still have it, but that was the place that I found it in the past. So if they've still got it, maybe when Renee's back, she can do a little recon, or we can have Ingrid do some recon and we can figure it out. But if you can't find roses, the passion fruit cordial, you guys have passion fruit there. So just buy an actual passion fruit and take out the pulp. And that way, if you're one of those people who like those seeds, and there are people who like passion fruit seeds and there's people who don't, they would make a great garnish for this mimosa.
Okay.
But we're just going to use some fairly cheap bubbly. You know, I think buying real champagne to make a mimosa is kind of a waste. And we're going to fill champagne flutes about halfway full. And depending on how boozy you like it, I like it about halfway full. And we're just going to add like maybe a half a teaspoon or so, or about a half an ounce is what it works out to, of passion fruit, either fresh pulp or cordial. If you can't find either, you can use passion fruit nectar. At the restaurant, we used to use like a passion fruit concentrate when we couldn't find roses. And then just top it with some freshly squeezed orange juice. And if you don't want to make your own, I know that they sold a great version of that at Foodie. In Bell Harbor, they made their own freshly squeezed orange juice. And that just elevates it to a whole other level. And you get that beautiful tang from that passion fruit. Top it with a few of those seeds and you're done.
And you're done.
Fresh strawberry as a garnish.
And you'll be happy to, you'll be happy to hear that now that we've finished, they're letting them take off.
Excellent. Just perfect timing.
So there we go. And that's it. That's it for this morning. And, well, you know, you guys keep well. Glad to hear that everything's okay.
Yeah, we feel fine, I tell you. You know, even now that we've had it, And it's like, oh my God, you're so scared of getting it. So we've had it, but now it's like been there, done that. Now we feel good about it.
And now the restrictions are coming down. You can come back.
Exactly.
I'll see you here next week.
We'll be having eggs.
You guys take care.
You too. Thanks so much. Have a great week. And
you.
Travel safely to anyone who can still hear us on the tarmac.
Okay.
Have a wonderful trip.
All right, my love. Thanks as always. And see you next week.
Take care. Have a great week.
There we go. Oh, Feisty Foodie Sarah with us this morning. Isn't it great? I tell you what, I'm going to have scrambled eggs on toast, I think, for my breakfast this morning. Big thanks, of course, goes to Sarah. Also, my guest in the 8 o'clock hour, His Excellency Itai Bardov, the Ambassador of Israel here in Panama. Big thank you to him. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, we've got another ambassador. We've got the British Ambassador, the UK Ambassador to Panama coming in and joining us tomorrow. So that'll be fun. Also, of course, tomorrow being... It's middle of the week, isn't it? Wednesday. We'll have our look at the movies with Andreas. But as for today, that's it. Big thanks also go to Ingrid for her little slot this morning. Also to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, social media, you name it, she does it. So big thanks to Yasmin, my producer, my co-producer Neil Danby over in the UK, boys and girls of Group of God to keep us up and running, and as always to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show. Now remember, I'll be back with you same time tomorrow. What time is that? That is, of course, 6 o'clock in the morning, so keep safe till then. Remember what we want to say, you know, keep wearing your mask for the time being. Hopefully that'll disappear soon. Face shields if you're using public transport, to keep washing your hands, stay away from other people. I want to be talking to you tomorrow at 6, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Emotions Dinner Theatre, taking over the nights in Panama and in Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.